T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Are we? We are. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, kids. Almost there. Thursday. Good one. I can feel it. Yesterday, incredible. An incredible day.
Is that right?
Didn't you think? I thought the weather was... It just really gave me that, like, summer's coming. It was 7 o'clock, and I was out back on the deck.
Nice.
This is just delicious. I'm licking it up.
It definitely got to 80 at my house, but I stayed inside. I'm trying to shake this cold. But
shake
that
it.
Weather is, it's for real. And then suddenly we're going to have rain.
Yeah. Well,
sorry to tell you.
I don't mind a little rain when you get some days like that in between, because it prolongs my not needing to turn on my irrigation. The usage of water is always very guilt inducing.
But today, another day where 80 will happen. In San Jose, it looks like in my area.
Oh, nice and warm.
In Napa. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Summer day again, one more before we suddenly turn into another rainstorm. Both days.
And of course on the weekend, right? Can't be when we, when we're all at work.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yay! There's a Pokemon event this weekend, too. God, I have to walk around in the rain. My little umbrella that I have for my phone. I mean, I look so goofy.
There's a Pokemon event this weekend?
There's something. There's like a Heracross raid day.
Heracross your ass?
I actually wonder if they have cute names for these things. Like, sometimes they name things that I'm just like, Heracross. Like, what's that? That's like from Heracross your ass.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
But it's spelled H-E-R-A cross. Like hair, like her across.
Well,
but you say hair across. Or I do.
The game is Japanese, right? So it certainly
could be
the language, but also, I mean, who's the prince in Shrek?
Prince Farquaad.
Yeah.
Lord Farquaad. Lord Farquaad.
Yeah. I mean, there's an example of
fun.
Some fun wordplay.
Sure, fun to be had. There was definitely some fun to be had at my house when the kids had a Shrek Xbox video game that they played with their friends and still have. Like, they still will put that, and it's on a DVD or whatever now I guess you just download games off the internet. But they had this thing, and they loved it, and all their friends, like them and, Jesse and Alex and all these the little kids that they all hung out with, and hearing their little voices going, I want to be Lord Farquaad! I want to be Lord Farquaad! And just, you know, as a grown-up, you're just giggling. Like, oh, that's adorable.
Well, it's just
hidden enough.
Yeah, it's just hidden enough that they can get away with it. So I think the other thing also, hair across. Yeah.
Although, you guys have said that you don't think hair across your ass is that popular of a saying.
No, I didn't know it from you. Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that from you.
Yeah. I think it's pretty obscure.
Sarah's sayings, hold on.
Well, I didn't make that. It up, but it's, you know,
are you
it's.
Sure? Yeah,
my
you
mother
did.
Would say, you know, when you were upset about something or if someone was being a jerk, it's like, well, they got a hair across their ass. And I never questioned it. It was just a thing that got said. But now you think about it, it's like, well, how would that even happen? And why would that be? Why would that make you so mad? I don't know.
Yeah, it's not on that list. I should add it.
It's okay. Maybe don't. Maybe chalk that up to, you know, some old wives' tale or some old-timey adage or something. Anyway, how do we get here?
From your kid's video game player.
Oh, no. And then that was Lord Farquaad, and then because it was hair across,
oh, yeah,
and then
Pokemon
it was
event.
Because I'm upset because I'm going to have to walk around in the rain. Okay.
Where's that at? Have to walk around in the rain.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's true. I can get my car and just drive really slowly around my neighborhood. That is true.
Oh, it's right in your neighborhood?
It's everywhere.
I see.
It's in the world of Pokemon, which is an overlay. I just want to say something right now about Heroes.
Oh, this will be good,
I want to say something about Heroes.
Heroes.
You know, when a guy gets a man cold, it is sometimes they're looking for attention and they're trying to, you know, make you see how pathetic and how sick they are. And other times they do everything they can to hide it from you. And so you don't even realize how loud Vinny is coughing right now because he has a comforter.
Oh.
Doubled and tripled up, and he puts it every couple minutes. This giant comforter goes up and covers his whole face, and he smashes it into his face with two hands and turns to the side and starts hacking. And I didn't realize at first a day or two ago when you started doing this, and it's gotten bigger, it seems. Did you start with just like a sweatshirt or something? I mean, what a hero. Thank you. Thank you is all. You know what? I needed a hero. And I didn't. I should have realized. Of course, I already have.
I really
a hero.
Didn't see this being about me, but
yeah.
Really?
I was hoping you had another angle or route to.
No, just a hero. Just a hero story. Just
Pokemon,
a superhero story.
Killing Pokemons, catching Pokemons, all the stuff. Yeah, I'm trying my hardest. Yesterday, when you said, "Oh man, cold," I was like, I'm trying, man. I don't know what to tell you. I went on a plane. I did not know every sick kid in the Bay Area would be on there with me.
Yep.
And
they do recycle the air on there. You are doomed. You were doomed from the get-go.
All I can say is I'm definitely not enjoying it. This job's way more fun when you're not sick.
It's so much easier to do when you're not like, There's no question.
Anyway, back to Pokemon.
Do we have to? It's fine.
We do. Yes, absolutely. Because I really didn't go out yesterday. I don't have any adventures to share. I went and laid on a couch and was like, please go away. And then it didn't. So anyway, you're going to go roam your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. No, really. Pokemon has taken a very big backseat to, like, what is happening in my life right now is... And I'm telling you, it has taken over. It's this game that my son and I are working on that there's maybe 150 people beta testing this thing right now.
Oh, wow.
And this morning, and it's funny, Vinny, listen, this is me. I'm a ninja, secretly. No one knows this. Well, Brynn knows.
Mm-hmm.
And Vinny has an inkling, but, you know, I'm this sneaky. So...
I know you think I don't know you after all these years? What?
Okay. See, tell me if this is surprising to you. Three times I've done this. I take a picture of myself. I go on Instagram. I put the picture up and I say, if you email this email right now, you can. Will you help me beta test my game? And then I leave it up and I take it down 5 minutes later. And then I go and I let
this is on Instagram?
On Instagram. And I do it for five, like, so... And then whoever sees it and actually replies. So doing that, I've done it three times. And I was trying to cap it at like 25, but then people keep emailing. And so I, and now it's, so I feel like so proud of myself for like figures to, for sneaking. But then today I get up. So I'm working really hard on this game. It's just this silly game. It's, and someday it'll be an app, maybe. So this morning I get up and I do all the, I make up all these games. They're just little word games. I make them up. I spend so much time working on them. And then I set them up in the framework that Riley has given me to get these games in front of you every day. There's four of them. So one of them today is a CF. Like it just, it isn't working. But it only, but I find out at 3:30 in the morning. It's the first thing I do is I check the game and I make sure that it's okay.
That's the first thing you do.
Well, it's because it's been live for 3.5 hours by the time I, it goes, it changes every day at midnight our time. So at 3:30 in the morning, I'm like, oh no, one of the four games is completely effed up. So I have to like delete everyone's game that they've played. There's only a few people who've played it between midnight and 3:30 in the morning. Those people, you know, the night owls. And it's just, I'm so edged out today. Because then, of course, you know, Riley's not awake. I can't, like, call him and be like, oh, my God.
Oh, you didn't just wake him up?
Oh, no. I can't do that. So I did what I could to fix the thing. But I'm so jangled today. And it's this whole, it's like this all-consuming thing that's happening. It's this whole other, like, full-time job that I have. I haven't even sewn in, like, a week and a half. It's just crazy.
What?
I know, Vinny. It's bizarre. So anyway.
Your sewing room is going to become what?
Oh, no. I'm still going to have that.
It's just going to become
dusty.
You're not turning that over into something else.
I know. I should make it like a video game den, a palace. No, it's just that I go in there for peace of mind and for, you know, like when I have free time, I'm like, great. I can go in and, you know, make a keychain or sew a purse or, you know, put this button back on these pants. Someone blew the button off their pants, Riley. He's always breaking his pants. I'm like, who breaks pants this much? I don't understand.
Certainly not at that age. What is it? He's growing through his pants?
It's not even that he's growing through. It's just like, I don't know, hard wear. Like, what's the expression? Road hard, put away wet. It's just the, that is an expression. Do not roll your eyes like that.
I'm going to write that down, though. Hold on. Can you
road
say that slowly?
Hard, put away wet. I don't get it.
It's like a reference to you rode a horse hard and he's sweating to death and you just put him away, rode hard, put away wet. But it means that you're running somebody ragged, that you're doing, you know, you're doing something without a rest.
Man, you're amazing.
Okay.
I like it.
You know what, Vinny? Tell me about the board games you played with your kids.
I don't see Riley that way, but okay. I'm
with you, but
he's a coding guy. He's working for his mom coding. Yeah. Sounds like he's eating too many sandwiches is probably more likely.
Yeah.
Enjoying life though, for sure. A kid. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, we have, you know, honestly, it's like, you know how sometimes there's periods in your life where you're like this, mark time here. I like this. Like I know that he's going to not be in my backyard every day at some point. And I know someday. And, you know, him and his dad are so, like, they're really cute together. They love each other so much. I mean, he's his dad and his son. And they go on this walk every day. And then they stop and they get food at the Whole Foods on the way home. And then they walk back to the house and make dinner. It's like, my life is just so amazing. I'm sitting there writing these stupid games. And then all of a sudden there's like clickety-clack in the kitchen. And they've come back from their walk and they're whipping up the thing that we're going to eat. Although last night we just got burritos. I hadn't had a burrito in a while.
Just burritos. I mean, burritos are, that's a peak food.
Listen, I'm with you. And I feel like they came back and John had some ingredients. And I was like, may I ask? And he goes, yeah, okay, I'll save that stuff till tomorrow.
You don't have to state your opinion, Sarah.
I'm trying to be more careful. I try not to have opinions about stuff, but I did think, I was like, listen, if you really want what you've made here, because there was going to be some kind of like a fish salad, like a salad, but the fish was going to be the protein or whatever. And I was like, oh, that seems.
And you nixed it?
Well, I didn't nix it. I just asked if we could do something else.
Does John ever test you on your ability to maintain no opinion? Does he ever just check you out? Like,
isn't every day a test of that?
I don't know. I just wonder if he's ever just every moment. Man, pro-choice. Who wants that?
Oh my God.
And then just waits.
What's the matter with you? I'm trying to not have an opinion about that right now. Oh. Okay, let's just, why don't we get, we could break on time. That could be a thing that happened. I mean, I actually don't know what the right time is anymore to break. I mean, I don't either.
We always break at the right time. What are you talking about?
I guess. Now seems to be the right time. Okay. For today, anyway, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, we're going to play a song and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about stuff.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.